Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In my upcoming book, Stopping Sales Whiplash, we identify four signs that your company may be falling into an inconsistent boom and bust sales cycle. Let's look at number three, something we call UFO, or unidentified failing objectives. UFO symptoms are difficult to recognize and often go unchecked for long periods of time. At Engage, we define UFO as inconsistent sales performance, reporting period, over-reporting period, by individual reps or teams. Essentially, everyone is in the sales trap, but never in sync with each other. If you listen to our previous podcast, you'll know exactly what the sales trap is. Now, this issue will be obvious in smaller companies, but it's often harder to diagnose at larger organizations whose problems are masked by individual variances across multiple divisions. Having UFO sales performance is a particular challenge because it can occur even when your overall revenue is consistently above target. In other words, a high-performing group will make up for the losses in another group. Now, that might not sound overall like a big problem, but if one group or division is thriving while another is suffering, you will A, never meet your true potential as a company, B, lose sales and market share opportunities in the falling territory or division, and three, create a culture of poor performance that eventually migrates to other divisions. If you continue to allow one team to underperform, why can't everyone else underperform? That's the attitude that starts to persist. Companies that display UFO symptoms generally allow languishing people or departments to continue on for way too long. The reason for that tolerance is often due to their focusing on an overall result rather than specific performance metrics. As a result, underperformers may be hidden and sometimes protected. This can ultimately cause profits to erode, market share to decline, and reputation in the market to be tarnished. Unfortunately, by the time the problem is identified, it's often far too late to fix it. Let's look at a real-life example. The client was an innovative paper and printing products company, and the situation was that they had two lines of business, managed by two sales teams and one overall sales leader. Team 1 had great long-term prospects with large annuity-type deals that were contracted over multiple years. Team 2 provided short-term, quick revenue with high profit and repeat orders from existing business. So what was happening? Team 1 had closed a 2-year deal that provided profit to the company while also building its sales funnel. Team 2 had a funnel that was half the size required for moderate success and had not closed a sale in 4 months. However, the VP of sales had stopped paying attention to Team 2's results because Team 1 was more or less funding the company. As an outcome, eventually, the VP of sales, with our help, discovered Team 2's problem, but it was too late to make any progress on the year's revenue attainment. Even worse, when we began working with the CEO to dig up and dig into that sales team's pipeline, we discovered that more than 2/3 of the pipeline was outdated and duplicated. That left only about 10% of the opportunities that it realistically needed in order to successfully close the year, and it only had 3 months of selling remaining. In the end, the VP and sales team 2 lost their jobs and were replaced during a 12-month rebuilding process, because once that large annuity revenue was over, there was no sales revenue to help the company be profitable. The reality is, if a team member or a team can produce on-target earnings for 1 month, 1 quarter, or 1 year, he or she or the team should be able to do it consistently for 12 months. If one rep can do it, all members of the team should be able to do it. If one team can do it, all team members should be able to do it. This is a learnable skill. Now, of course, you might have sales reps or teams that aren't willing to make the change, but you know what? That is a subject for a whole different podcast.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.